And what age did you leave school?
Before the war started, it was in 88, when the war started. We left Somalia, I was around 16. I finished secondary school then, yeah.
So you were still finishing school?
Yeah, I just finished that, and then we did the exam, and we had, it was the summer holidays, and then the war started after, I think, 2 weeks or so. Then I left, I never went back. Not even dreaming. The only picture I got, you know, it's bad memory. The war, the people dying, the fighting, all that thing. So and we have to walk all the way from that town to the border of Ethiopia, which took us to 1 month. We've been walking 1 month.
With you, your mother?
No, my mother, when what I did, when I finished the exam, I did well. So my mom promised me to go to Hargeisa to see my older brother who used to live there with his family, and I never seen him. And she promised me to go there. So we separated with my family. So I went with my brother's family, and they went with the other side, but we met at the end after 1 month.
So yeah. Tell me just a little bit about when the war started. Were you expecting it to start, or did it come very suddenly for everybody?
They start somewhere near to the town, so we were expecting it will come there as well.
When you were walking with your brother and his family, were there other families?
Oh yeah, so many people. You can't count it. Hundreds of people, yeah. We were all together and helping with each other, yeah.
What were your feelings at that time?
The only thing I was worried, I wasn't scared for dying, but I was scared to die without seeing my family, if they're all right or not. That's all I was worried, my mom and my brother and my children, to seeing them alive. I wasn't worried for myself, I was worried about my family. Yeah, have you ever gone to see them again? That's all I used to think. Yeah, and when I met mom, the first person I met, it was my mom. She was waiting in a car, and she said, I'm going to there and look for her. And then some people told her, and they are coming today, so they're walking not far away.
Mama,
and she was waiting there, and she was crying when she saw me. She was crying. Yeah, she cried. She couldn't stop crying when she saw me alive. Yeah.
So that was when you reached.
Yeah. Country. Yeah. After 1 month. Yeah.
And how did you get food and water along the way?
We used to carry, each of us carrying something. Where we walk in, there's everywhere, for miles, there's a small town. So we all used to take a rest, and we had a cash and to buy some food and then keep walking. And then, yeah, that's how we used to do.
And was there fighting going on around you? Or?
Not around, because we were afforded to go to main roads, and we go in the jungle, you know. So where we going was okay, and it was near to the Ethiopian border, but the war was first started the city, inside the city. So when we left, it was okay. Only the airplane.
And then how long did you stay in Ethiopia?
2 years. Then after 2 years, we came here. Some of my family, they live here longer since 86. Yeah, she came here for education. And then when the war started, she can come back to Somalia. So she stayed there and apply refugees, and so they immediately succeed with that, and she applied visa for us, so then we came.
Okay, so yeah. Did you come then with your
family?
Your family at That's
yeah, good. My mum and two sister and brother.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that. Did you come by plane?
Yeah, we came first Ethiopia, and Addis Ababa, and then we went to the British embassy there. They gave us the visa, and then she sent a ticket. So the Red Cross paid her for the ticket. So then we came by airplane. It was Russian air. The Ryan, what they call that? Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, it was Russian airplane. Yeah, so we slept one night for Moscow, and then next morning we came here.
And did you have an idea of what England would be like from your relatives or other places?
Not really. Not really. But when I came to London, I was expecting better than that.